Okay, we're holding on Pesachim Daf Pei. We're at the very bottom of Ayin Tet Amud Bet at Gufa. Gufa, Harei Shayu Yisrael Mechtatorin Mechtatmeim Halalu Osin Laatzman V'Halalu Osin Laatzman. Okay, so we said that you have half and half to Metara, so they each bring their own korban, meaning the Tmeim bring together, Torah bring together. Hayu Tmeim Otzvi Latorin Afilo Echad. However, if there's even one extra Tame than Tahor, Yasub Tuma, then everyone could just do it in the state of Tuma. Lufisha Ein Korban Tzivur Chaluk, because we don't. Once you're allowed to bring it betuma, there's no more divisions. Rabbi Eliezer ben Matia Omer ena yachem machred tzibur tuma. Right, so Rabbi Eliezer ben Matia says that one person cannot cause the entire nation to bring in a state of tuma. That's not left to one person. Shneimar lo tochal lizboch et haPesach bechad sha'arecha. So this pasuk, which literally means that you shouldn't bring an independent korban Pesach, you can't bring it like an independent bama, here is expounding the word echad to mean that an individual is not going to be the determining factor in whether we bring the korban Pesach in a state of tuma for everyone. Rabbi Shimon Omer afilu shevet echad tame. So Rabbi Shimon says even if one shevet is tame, shar kol shvatim tahorim, and the rest of the shvatim are all tahor, halal osin latzman, halal osin latzman, they do it differently. They do it separately. My tame Rabbi Shimon kasavar shevet echad ikri kahal. So what's the svara for Rabbi Shimon? Well, he holds that one shevet, one tribe, is considered to be is called a kahal. Right. So that so they are a kahal in and of themselves. Rabbi Yehuda Omer afilu shevet echad tame v'shar kol shvatim tahorin. Rabbi Yehuda says that even if one shevet is tame and all the other shvatim are tahor, yasu v'tuma. They all do it instead of tuma. Shein korban tzibur chalak. Because you're not once you're allowed to bring in the state of tuma, you don't divide the korban tzibur anymore. Rabbi Yehuda savar shevet echad ikri kahal. Rabbi Yehuda also says that one shevet is called a kahal, is called a community. V'havelu palga upalga, right? And therefore you have a community who is tahor and a community who is tame, and so you have half and half in korban tzibur chalak v'avne kula v'tuma. In which case you wouldn't bring more korbanot than necessary. You bring them all together in a state of tuma, because once you have that entire shevet, even if they're a minority, once you have an entire shevet that is tame, then you have a kahal that's tame, and so it's automatically considered half and half. Once you have the entirety of the shevet who is tame, itmar hayu Yisrael mechta teor mechta tmeim amarav mitamein echad mehen besheretz. If you had exactly half and half, Rav says take a sheretz, make one extra person tame, and then you have a majority of tuma. Why did you do that? Let's just bring separate korbanot. Right there, it's half and half. Let's bring separate korbanot. Rav says that in such a case, each one can just bring to themselves. Why do you need to make them tame? Why do you need to make another person tame? No, we're talking about a case where there was one more tame person than tahor person, and by being tame an additional person, now you have two, and you can be machria. In which case, you already have a majority. What do you need to be tame as someone else? Let everyone just bring in a state of tuma. Right, he holds like Rabbi Elazar ben Matanya, who says that one person can't push it over, so you mitame a second person, and he pushes it over, then everyone is allowed to bring it instead of tuma. Yachi hadar kushi anadukte. Right, in which case, you just put it back, meaning you just brought back up our previous question. Meaning, if you have one person who's tame, and one person is tame, it's not enough to be machriya, so it's like half and half. Then just bring them separately, like Rav holds, you just bring them separately. Ela achi kamar. Rather, this is what that statement implied. If you have someone who holds like the Tanakama, the Amar Palga or Palga Lo of the Kula Batuma, right, that says that if you have half and half, you cannot bring a korban. You can't bring, not everyone can just bring in the state of tuma, or you need a clear majority. Half and half is not enough. Visavar like Rabbi Yehuda, and furthermore, you also like Rabbi Yehuda, damar ein korban tzibur chaluk, that you're not allowed to divide a korban tzibur, right? Because if you hold like Rav, then you just hold that divide the korban tzibur, right? You bring one for the tame people, one for the tahor people, right? So if you hold that half and half is not enough to consider everyone tame, right? But you also hold that you cannot bring different two two different korbanot, then what do you do? Then you make them out of the tameh with the sheretz, so that you have a clear majority, and then you just everyone brings in a state of tuma. Ula says, send one on a faraway journey, and then he's a bederech chokah, so he doesn't count in the minyan of tahara, so you have a majority of people who are tameh. What do you have to send him away for? Just make him tameh real quick. Yeah, he holds that you're allowed to slaughter and offer a korban pesach for someone who's tameh sheretz. It's only tameh mit that's a problem. Okay, well then make him tameh mit. No, madchehu ata mechagigato. Well, if you're making him tameh mit, then he's not going to be able to bring his korban chagiga during pesach. Right? That's why we don't want to do that. Hashdanami madchehu ata mepischo. Well, even if you make him tameh too much sheretz, you're also making him disqualified for bringing the korban chagiga. Yeah, but he could bring the korban pesach. On Pesach Sheni, if he's Tamei B'Sheretz. However, if he's Tamei Met, he can't bring the Korban Chagiga at all. The Met Nami, if Shari the Avid B'Shvid, Ahavale Shmini, Shelo. Sure he can. He can bring the Korban Chagiga on the seventh day of Pesach, which is his eighth day since he became Tamei Heir of Pesach. And he can bring the Korban Chagiga. So what's the problem? Just make him Tamei Met. Why do you have to send him away? Savar Ula Kul, Tashlum in Derishon Ninu. Ula holds that the rest of the 6 days of Pesach is a Tashlumin for the first day. Meaning that if you miss the first day, you can bring it the rest of the 7 days. The chazi b'rishon, chazi b'kulhu. But in order to consider it as you missed the first day, you have to be fit to bring it on the first day. So if you're fit on the first day, then and you don't bring it, then you can bring it the rest of the days. But if you're not even fit, you missed your opportunity. And the rest of them are not independent obligations to bring a korban chagiga. They're not independently. It's not like each day you have the responsibility to bring a korban chagiga, but ultimately you only have to bring it once. Rather, each day is just a shlumin for the first day. You weren't fit the first day, you can't bring him at all. That's why Ula says send him away. Amar lehu Rav Nachman zilu ve'imru lehu leula man tzai da'akar sikeu mishkane ve'rahi. Right? So Rav Nachman said, tell Ula who's going to listen to us and run away to a distant journey. I mean, your solution is a little bit impractical, right? Itmar, it was stated, Hayu Ruban Zavin, the majority of Klal Yisrael were Tamei Zav, Umi'utan Tamei Meit, and a minority were Tamei Meit. Now, it's only for... Tamei Zav is not Hujra B'Tzibor, right? Tamei Meit is Hujra B'Tzibor. So if the majority of the population is Tamei Meit, that's when you bring the Korban in the state of Tuma. However, if the majority of them were Tamei Zav, right, then there's no heter to bring in the state of Tuma. So you have this situation where the most of Klal Yisrael is Tamei Zav, and part of Klal Yisrael, or minority of Klal Yisrael, are Tamei Meit. Amar Rav, Otan Tamei Meit, in Osin Lo B'Rishon Lo B'Sheni. Those people who are Tamei Meit, they can't do it on the Pesach Rishon, they can't do it on Pesach Sheni. Rishon Lo Avdi Dehav Mi'uta. They can't do it on Pesach Rishon because they're in a minority, and you can only bring the Korban Pesach in the state of Tamei Meit if you're in the majority. Umiyut lav de Rishon, right? Because the minority doesn't bring it on, doesn't bring Korban Rishon. B'sheni nami lo avde on the second on Pesach Sheni, you also can't bring it. Kol hecha da avde tzibor Rishon avid yachid b'sheni, right? Because here is the rule: wherever the congregation brings the Korban Pesach on Pesach Rishon, those who are Tamei can bring it on Pesach Sheni. However, if the Tzibor did not bring the Korban Pesach on Pesach Rishon, there is no heter for those who are Tamei during Pesach Rishon to bring on Pesach Sheni. And here, the Tzibor didn't bring Pesach Rishon because they were Tamei Zav, in which case, the people or Tamei, they've lost their opportunity to bring altogether. Right, because the Tzibor didn't bring on the first one, and therefore the individuals who were Tamei don't have the permission to bring on the second one. Amar lehu Shmuel, Zilu Emru Le La'Abba, V'yasu B'nei Yisrael, the Pesach V'mo'ado, Ma'avartle, says, go tell Abba, who is Rav, you know, the Pasuk that says you have to bring a Korban Pesach, what are you doing with that Pasuk? Because you just said that no one's bringing a Korban Pesach. Amar lehu Zilu Amru Le, Ki'avu Kulhu Zavin, Ma'avartle, so go tell him, and if everyone was a Zav, what would you do then? Meaning, you're not allowed to bring the Korban Pesach in a state of Zav, right? Okay, so we know that there are times where in Malasot you're not able to bring the Korban Pesach. You're inhibited from bringing it in the state of Tuma. It's not like I'm uprooting this pasuk. I can't do it. They're Tamei. They're not allowed to. El kivad lo efshar lo efshar. So just like in a case where if they're all Zav, they can't bring and there's no tashlumin. Achanami lo efshar. So also in our case where there's a minority or Tamei made and the rest of them are Tuma Zav, that's a case where you can't do it. You can't do it. Itmar who stated how you. Ruban Tamei Meit. What if most of them were Tamei Meit? Umiutin Zavin, and the minority of them were Tamei Zav. Rav Huna Amar Ein Tashlumin LePesach HaBa B'Tuma. Right? There is no tashlumin for those who are there's no tashlumin for the zavin because the korban pesach was brought in the state of tuma. Rav Ada bar Abba amar yesh tumin the pesach abba tuma. And Rav Ada bar Abba says no, there is a pesach sheni for those who are tamei, even if the pesach rishon was brought in the state of tuma. Right. So the question is this. Obviously, the people who are Tamei Mate bring the Korban Pesach because this is a majority of the population who is Tamei Mate, and therefore they're going to do their Korban. However, the minority who is Tamei Zav, the question is, do they now get to bring it on Pesach Sheni? Well, why wouldn't they? Well, they wouldn't because it could be that the only way it works that Pesach Sheni is a Tashlumin for the Pesach Rishon is if the Pesach Rishon was brought by people who are Tahor in a proper state, and then the people who are Tameh get the second opportunity with Pesach Sheni. However, the first Pesach Rishon was brought by people who are Tameh themselves. There is no Tashlumin beyond that. That's the Machloket. Name of Mahamakum we forgive. Maybe this is what's behind the Machloket. The Manda Amar Ein Tashlumin the Pesach Baba Tuma. Right, so the one who says that there is no tashlumin when the korban pesach is brought in the state of tuma, he holds tuma dechuya betzibor. Right, we explain that concept a lot of times. And the one who says that there is tashlumin for on pesach sheni, even when the pesach rishon was brought in the state of tuma, holds the tuma hutra betzibor. And basically, the reason that we want to associate it with this different machloket of tuma dechuya betzibor, tuma hutra betzibor, is let's say. Say Tuma, Hutra, Tzibor. So then you assume that they're not even considered Tameh. So for all intents and purposes, why would we differentiate between when the Korban is brought in the state of Tuma and the Korban is not brought in the state of Tuma? If it's Tuma, Hutra, Tzibor, we don't see them as Tameh at all. There should be no difference. If you hold Tuma, Dechuya, Tzibor, we remember that they are Tameh, right? They're allowed to bring it, but they're still Tameh. In which case, there's grounds for a difference between when you bring the Korban Rishon in the state of Tuma and Tuma is Dechuya, Tzibor, not Hutra, as opposed to when you bring the Korban Pesach in a state of Tahara. And only in the state of Tahara is what creates the the opportunity for those who are tamei to bring Pesach Sheni. No. Don't associate it with this machlokah dechulei alma tuma hu dechuya betzibor ubahaplagi. Everyone agrees that tuma is dechuya betzibor, not hutra. Right? However, the following is their machloket. Mar savar tahara midachia tuma lo midachia, but mar savar afilo tuma nami midachia. So one holds simply that that it's only when the korban is brought in a state of tahara that is what creates that is what makes all those who are not tahor need to bring a korban pesach sheni. However, if the korban pesach itself is brought in a state of tuma, that does not create the obligation for a Pesach Sheni by those who are tamei. Itmar stated, "Hayu shlishtan zavin, shlishtan tehorin, shlishtan tamei metin." Thirds, right? A third tamei zav, who there would be no hutra betzibor there. A third were just tahor, and they could bring it. And a third are tamei mate that they can't bring it. But in theory, if they were in the majority, then they would be able to establish the hutra betzibor. Amar Rabbi Mani Bar Patish. Rabbi Mani Bar Patish says as follows: Otan Tamei Meitim Einan Osin Lo Darishon Lo Dasheni. The people who are Tamei Meit, they can't do it on the first round or on the second round. Darishon Lo Avdi Gilu Zavin Al Tahorin Lo Avdi Mituma. Right in the first one, they can't bring because they are in a minority. Even though there's a majority of Tamei, there's only a minority of Tumat Meit. Right, so the Tumat Meit is in the minority, in which case it cannot create the Tuma Hutra Betzibor. So they can't bring it in the first round. So because the Tamei Meit are in the minority of the population, they cannot bring it on Pesach Rishon. They can't bring a Korban on Pesach on Pesach Rishon. B'sheni lo avdi, but in the second Pesach Sheni, they're also not going to bring it. Nitzrufu zavin Tamei Meitim lo avdi Rishon, because the majority of the population has not yet brought a Korban Pesach. Havelu ruba, in which case, when you have a majority of the population who hasn't brought a Korban Pesach, and we can't say that the majority of the population brings the korban pesach and pesach sheni. That can never happen. Okay, new Mishnah. A pesach shenizrak damo. A korban pesach, the blood was sprinkled. Then afterward, it became clear that the korban was tameh. Atzitz meratze, right? So that the tzitz allows the korban to still be effective. Nitma haguf. However, if the owner was tameh and atzitz meratze, the tzitz doesn't help you with that one. Mipnei she'amru hanazir ve'ose ha'pesach, right? Because it was said that regarding a nazir, or someone who is bringing a korban Pesach, hatzitz marata al tumat adam, right? So the tzitz is going to make the korban effective if the blood was tameve and hatzitz marata al tumat aguf. However, the tzitz does not help with the owner themselves becoming tameh. Nitma tumat hatehom. Now, if you became tameh by tumat hatehom, a little bit of machloket on how to understand tumat hatehom. For our purposes, it's going to be someone became tameh by a source of tumah that was known to absolutely no one that it was even there, right? Not that it was known by one person and he didn't tell anyone, or that it was known and then it was forgot. Nobody knew that the tumah was there, and people walked by. You found out afterward that there was a source of tumah there. That's tumat hatehom, and it's a little more lenient in some certain circumstances. So, if it became clear that the owner after the korban was brought, the owner was found to have become tameh by a tumat tehom that no one knew and he couldn't have prevented it in any way, atzitz meratze. In that case, the tzitz makes the korban effective. The Gemara. Tama de nizrak v'acharkach noda, aval noda v'acharkach nizrak lo meratze. So the reason that it works is because first you sprinkle the blood and then you found out that it was tameh. However, if you found out it was tameh first, the tzitz is not going to help. Urmin hu, and that can pose a contradiction, al ma atzitz meratze, what does the tzitz come to help with? Adam velavasar velachelev shenitma, on blood, on meat, and on chelev became tameh. Bim shogi bim mezid, whether it was unintentionally or unintentionally, bim bonus bim ratzon, willingly or unwillingly, bim yachid bim tzibor, whether an individual or a congregation. So that seems to indicate that the tzitz helps whether you sprinkle the blood intentionally or unintentionally, meaning whether you knew about it or didn't know about it. Amaravina tum ato bim bishogi bim mezid hurza. Right. What that means is that the tuma, if something contracted tuma, whether it contracted tuma bishogi bim mezid, whether you voluntarily or involuntarily contract the tumah, that's when the tzitzit helps. Zrikato b'shogi hurza b'mezid lahurza. However, when it comes to the zrika, that only works if you did the zrika without knowing that you were tameh. However, if you did the zrika knowing that you were tameh, that doesn't work. So the b'im b'shogi b'im b'mezid was going on the tumah, not on the zrika. Rabbi Shila amar zrikato b'im b'shogi b'im b'mezid hurza. So Rabbi Shila says that sprinkling the blood works, whether it's b'shogi or b'mezid. Tumato b'shogig hurza b'mezid lo hurza. However, regarding his tuma, if it became tameh b'shogig, that's when the sprinkling of the blood works. But if it became tameh b'mezid, that's when the sprinkling of the blood does not work. Elahadiktani ben b'shogig ben b'mezid. Now we have to kind of reread the Mishnah to fit with that second shita of Rabbi Shila. That which we taught ben b'shogig ben b'mezid hachikamar. This is what it really meant to say. Nitma b'shogig v'zarku ben b'shogig ben b'mezid. If you became tameh b'shogig and you sprinkled the blood, whether you sprinkled the b'shogig or b'mezid hurza, then it works. V'hadiktani, and that which is taught in our Mishnah, which seems to clearly reject that shita of Rabbi Shila, dam shenizrak v'chakach noda, that blood which is sprinkled and only afterward you knew about the tumah, the tama the nizrak v'chakach noda, meaning that the reason why it works is because you first sprinkled the blood and then you became aware of the tumah. Aval noda v'chakach nizrak, however, if first you knew of the tumah and then you sprinkled the blood, lo, it shouldn't work. But Rav Shila says that it should work in that case. But so he's contradicting the Mishnah. Who are the filo noda v'chakach nizrak? No, because he would say it like this. The truth is, even if first you knew and then you sprinkled the blood, still it does work in that case. V'hadiktani nizrak v'chakach noda, and that which it taught, that davka in a case where you sprinkled it and then you found out about it, was not coming to exclude the case where you found out and then you sprinkled the blood. Rather, it was only taught that way mishum debay limit nisefa nitma aguf and it's meratze. Just because the seifa was going to teach that if the owner himself became tameh, then the tzitz is not meratze. The filu nizrak v'chakach noda lo. Right, when even in a case where the blood was sprinkled and then only afterward you came to know about it, it's not going to help you in such a case. So because it wanted to teach that in the Sefer, so it taught it in the same Lashon in the Sefer, not to imply that there's a difference between whether you sprinkled it first and then found out about it or vice versa, but just because it needed to be taught for the purpose of the Sefer talking about the person himself becoming tameh, that it doesn't work even for him, right? So that is why it was phrased in that particular way. As we mentioned in the previous daf, sometimes the Mishnah will phrase it in a specific way for parallel language, even if it may be a little bit misleading when it comes to the halacha. Okay, so we're still in the middle of the second amud here, but the next part, if we get started, we're only going to end well into the middle of the next daf, so I want to stop here.